Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
It's time for the Beltway Blitz. We're going to cover everything that happened for the Commanders and the NFL in this segment. We got to start on the diamond. And I got to say, the final weekend of Nats baseball, and a pretty epic weekend at the park with Bob Carpenter saying see you later, kind of got the shaft a little bit this weekend with the Nats being so bad and the NFL being so dominant and playoff baseball relevant all over the country. So let's talk to Mark Zuckerman of MassinSports.com to see how everything unfolded. Let's start with the Bob farewell. I thought the Nats organizationally, from the top down to the players, everything was done so elegantly this weekend to say goodbye to a legend in the booth.
Yeah, I agree. It was really well done on all counts. And, just appropriate. I thought all of it was appropriate. If you guys haven't seen it yet, or listeners out there haven't seen it yet, you can find it online. The tribute video they put together, they got some big-time names who had worked with Bob in the past. And I'm talking Lee Corso, who worked with him on the original College Game Day. Bob was one of the hosts on that. They got Joe Buck. They got Ozzie Smith from his St. Louis connections. They got a bunch of big names to tape messages for him. Then you have the unveiling of his name under the broadcast booth that'll stay up there forever now. You had a great moment at the start of the game. They took the field before throwing the first pitch. They all paused, all the players that came out of the dugout, and they looked up to the press box, tipped their caps to him. It really was a special weekend. And, knowing Bob as I've known him for 20 years, you could see how genuinely he was touched by it all, what this all meant for him. He didn't really know going into the year what this was going to be like, and I think it exceeded his expectations in all ways how this final season for him went, other than the performance on the field, obviously.
Yeah, I thought it was so first class. That was my favorite moment that you just referenced at the end there, Mark, was the players taking a second to do that, right? It's one thing if, the media team that gets paid to do media stuff sort of behind the scenes puts together a montage, and that's all that stuff's nice. I'm not diminishing it. But when the players have that appreciation also, where those guys change and the guys that deliver the message to you on a nightly basis, and I thought Bob said it best in part of his farewell, You're part of the family almost, right? He's welcomed into our homes 100+ nights a year as we're watching it, whether it's active or passive or somewhere in between. It's like the most welcome house guest there is. I just thought it was fantastic. And just kind of your general thoughts on that. I mean, some of the great moments in Nationals history, some of the low moments, et cetera, but he's the constant, and just kind of what that means for young baseball fans maybe in the area.
It's what separates baseball from all the other sports. Because there are 162 games, and the overwhelming majority of them are on local TV and on radio, that you develop a bond with the broadcasters that you just don't get in the other sports. And that's not to knock anybody who does. I mean, I know everybody loves Joe B and Locker, and they're great, but it's only half the number of games. When you have 162 of them for 20 years, he is the voice, the soundtrack of the Washington Nationals, along with Charlie and Dave on the radio. And so, I've been thinking it myself. I've heard other people say it. It's going to be strange not to hear his voice next year. Now, I know he was taking more games off, and Dan Colco had filled in a lot, and we'll see who gets the job on a permanent basis. But it's going to be strange to hear a different voice, because think of any prominent regular season moment over two decades. The Zimmerman walk-off, the Zimmerman no-hitter, the Scherzer no-hitters, 20-strikeout game, so many other moments, you think of Bob's voice on them all, and it's a power to him, a credit to him, but it also shows you how, no matter who it is, when you stick in it for that long, that's the voice that generations of people will always associate with the Washington Nationals.
For our listeners who slacked a bit and didn't watch any of the Nats this weekend, Tell them what they missed.
Well, Bob almost got to call a perfect game on the final day of his career.
Yeah, not for an Nats pitcher kind of either, by the way.
Yeah. They got one hit. It was a Brady House opposite field single, and they had no other base runners yesterday against the Chicago White Sox, who had a worse record than the Nationals this year. They lost 2 out of 3. The good stuff, James Wood, I mean, he struck out 3 times yesterday, unfortunately, but he did hit his 31st homer. He looked better over the last week after a really tough second half. And Dalen Lyle played right through the finish line. A couple more home runs. He wound up tied with Denard Span in triples with 11. He put himself in the conversation. I'm not saying he's going to win it, but he put himself in the conversation for National League Rookie of the Year, which is an amazing thing considering I think he only played 95 games compared to some others who played a lot more than that. He was phenomenal. And while a lot of the team was limping to the finish line, Dalen Lyle played straight through it. And if it was up to him, he'd play another month. He doesn't want to have to go home now.
Why did James Wood struggle so mightily in the second half? I mean, so many people have tweeted me over the months, Mark, he should never do the home run derby again, and they've drawn that correlation. I don't know if it's an Abreu situation or something like that, but why do you think he struggled so mightily until the last couple of weeks of the year?
Well, I think he won't be accepting any invitations to the derby for many years to come. Whether that had anything to do with it or not, I'm sure in the back of his mind he worries about it. I think you saw a couple things. One, his swing, he opened up a lot, front shoulder open, front hip open, and he's no longer driving every ball to the opposite field, which is really where his natural swing was. So there are a lot of swings and misses from that. You saw a lot of takes, I mean, on fastballs over the plate. I think he looked a little lost, maybe overthinking up there. Am I looking for a breaking ball? Am I looking for a fastball? And got caught in between too often. And then physically and mentally, I just think he was worn down. Remember, he never had a day off last year when he played half the season, and right up until like a week before the All-Star break, I think this year, he finally got his first one. And I wonder if that all caught up with him. When you combine that with, you know, the midseason firings and that understanding that everybody had deep down that the second half this year was a lame duck session for everyone, and they're just playing out the string. And there were days, and he kind of admitted it there at the end, that physically and mentally he probably wasn't as into it as he could have been or should have been. So I think it's a huge lesson for him to work on physically keeping himself strong, mentally keeping himself in every single game, every single at-bat. And whoever ends up filling out the lineup cards next year, I would not be surprised if you see him get some more days off in the first half to try to avoid that wearing down, I think, that we saw from him this year.
Mark, at some point soon, we got to get you on for a little longer to talk Paul Toboni and then the managerial search and kind of a postmortem, bigger picture on where to head from here. But good insight on the weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Toboni, thanks, by Mark. The way, will be introduced on Wednesday at Nationals Park, press conference set for 9 a.m., and you'll be able to hear that live in its complete. What word am I looking
entirety?
For? Entirety.
That's
what I'm
looking for. Yeah.
In its entirety, right here on The Fan, 9 a.m. with the Junkies. I was going to say in its completion. That's not the word I'm
That's
looking
not,
for.
Yeah.
Very commander secondary of me there. My apologies.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.